seated. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We human beings are faced with the peculiar problem that even if our spirits are willing, guess what is weak? The flesh. The flesh. Even if our spirits are willing, our flesh is weak. Our flesh is exceptionally difficult to subdue and to keep under control, because our flesh just doesn't want to shut up. And we let it be our master all the time, where even the things we would not do, guess what we end up doing? Exactly those things. Things that we know are wrong, the things we really don't want to do to begin with. Those are the things that we do. Our flesh betrays us every time almost. Our flesh is the seabed, avarice, and lust, and unforgiveness.
That way since the fall of man will be does not leave us here alone to suffer in our craven weakness. He comes to rescue you because he loves you. He is one of us in every way, but he is not weak like me. He does not sin. Our will is weak and given to violate the law, even to seek out sin, to seek out that cherry pie. Those gopher balls. But he cannot transgress the law. You know why? You know why Jesus cannot violate the law? Because the law is his will. The law is the will of the eternal Word of God. And notice this, that he comes not to come in the declared good to be flesh of Jesus Christ before the fall. When does he come? He comes after Eve, right? After the fall. He comes to us in the fallen flesh of St. Mary, to paradise lost. He takes up and takes into himself that which we are prone to. That which we are given to, and the things that we seek out. Those things like alcoholism, fornication, cancer, exhaustion, and most significantly, he takes up the flesh and is susceptible to death. Our redemption, our Savior, our King, comes in the cursed flesh of Adam's inheritance. He enters into the chaos of our dying lives to endure our hatred, to endure our betrayal, our violence, our phoniness, tempted in every way that we are. But he does not succumb and he does not fail. Because this man's flesh is as willing as his spirit. He comes to us and he endures all that we do to him. Gives himself into the hands of confused, foaming at the mouth sinners, that he might redeem and save those same sinners. Jesus comes to steal away Satan's prey from him by serving as the paschal victim, as the fulfillment of his own unbending law. By grace, he takes those who've fallen victim to hell's fury and makes them his. Makes them beautiful saints whom the Lord loves and with whom he is well pleased. His weakness has been washed away and forgiven. The day of the Lord, the day of judgment, has not been the day of wrath to be feared by us. So much of modern culture seems to suppose we left behind series, rapturous theology. The day